This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone, a show about sports and faith and how the two come together in lives being touched. Right now, discover how people in sports walk in faith with hosts Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time. Covered me.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, flying solo today. Pastor Ken Keltner will be back in studio with me next week. So I've talked, professional golf and hockey and baseball, basketball, football. I think we had volleyball. I've kind of run the gamut on this show, and if you listen to some of the other shows I do, I'm most comfortable in the baseball, basketball, football world. But with Faith in the Zone and with the youth sports show that I do, I kind of try to stretch out a little bit and find some other guys that are trying to spread the word in different arenas. And I found one today, guys. I'm really excited about today's show. Here in Milwaukee, we don't talk a lot about rodeos. And this time of year, Bucks are playing, Packers are playing, and I found Western Days Ministries. It's a Christian rodeo that they're really doing good work in Michigan. And I got a chance to talk with Brian Soule a little bit and asked him if he'd come on. He said, man, are you kidding me? Of course. So our special guest for the entire show today is Brian Soule, Western Days Ministry. It's a Christian rodeo. Hey, Brian, how you doing today?
I'm good. I am really good, sir.
Well, I appreciate, like I said, your willingness to come on a secular sports station. We talk a little bit of rodeo, and we talk how you guys are utilizing that platform. Brian, let's start a little bit with your background and how you got involved in rodeo and where you grew up, stuff like that.
Well, I grew up in Michigan. Was born and raised there. And my dad and my uncle were identical twins, and both of them were involved in rodeo and horse racing, so I was always around that type of atmosphere. And I think I got on my first bull when I was 14. I rode anything that would stand still long enough for me to crawl on when I was young. But I entered my first rodeo and got on my first bull when I was 14.
So you were hooked early.
Oh, yes, sir. Yep, living the cowboy dream.
Man, that's awesome. When you were a young man at that age, obviously there's kids that you're going to school with that are more involved in what I would say, the everyday sports, the football, basketball, baseball, maybe hockey. Many of the kids in your neighborhood or friends that you went to school with, were they involved in rodeo as well?
Nope, I was pretty much the only one. In fact, I think I probably drove some of them nuts with it. And I enjoyed football and baseball and played youth sports and sports in school. But there was just something about, the passion of just riding bulls and being a rodeo cowboy.
So when I was a kid, we would go up to a place called Waupaca, Wisconsin. And we'd go up to this, it was called the Charnade Resort in Waupaca on Pine Lake. And we'd go up for 2 weeks, and once a week they would take us horseback riding as a kid. And wow. I got to tell you, Brian, I don't know if I was 10, 11 years old. The first week we're walking before we get to run, and my sister's horse was in front of mine, and the horse kicked mine, and mine bucked me off. And they said, no, Mike, you got to get right back on that horse. So I got back on. The second week we went, we're walking, and it thundered out. And mine kind of went up and then took off, and I couldn't hold it back. And it went through these woods, and I was all bloodied up. And I got off that horse when they finally got it to stop, and I said, no. They said, you got to get back on. I said, never again, man. And I remember they said, well, you have to get back on. I said, I'll walk the trail back. I'll meet you guys back. I'm never getting on one of these animals again. And I'm telling you, Brian, they scare it. The horses are such beautiful animals and so powerful. And I'll watch them on TV and I'll stand next to them, but I'm not getting up on one anymore.
Oh, that still might happen someday.
Never.
If you ever come to Wisconsin, we'll have to get you on one.
Yeah, that it better be a really strong horse to get a boy my size up on it. I'll end up on some YouTube video that people will laugh at all over the world. There's no chance. Our special guest today is Brian Soule, Western Days Ministries. Go to westerndaysministries.org. As we talk about this, there's a number of ways that you can reach out, and we'll talk to Brian about some of the ways that we can help. If you're going to be feeling led as we do this to help these guys continue this ministry, I think they're doing great work. And when you go to their website and take a look at some of the stuff that they're doing, I think that you're going to agree with me. You can also go to westerndaysministries.wordpress.com. And we're going to talk more about that in as we get into the show. But there's a couple of blogs that have been written that I think are just really well written. And when you go to that website, westerndaysministries.wordpress.com, make sure you've got 15, 20 minutes to put aside, because you're not going to go to that website and start reading some of these blogs and then just walk away, because you're going to really want to read more of them, because it's just really good stuff. Hey, Brian, now you were a professional rodeo guy, right?
Yes, sir.
Professional bull rider?
Yep. I competed in all the rodeo events, but my heart was really into the bull riding, and that's where I spent most of my time was chasing them.
Is there money to be made? Was that your living?
Well, part of it. I'm also a professional horseshoer by trade, so you know the bull riding was more of a passion. You know, there's a handful of guys that'll get rich doing it, but it's just something about the challenge.
Boy, that you know, if I get nervous getting on a horse, there's no chance I'm getting on a bull, right?
Yeah, they can be a little intimidating, but, you know, it's about overcoming fear.
Yeah, not at my age, man. It's about not breaking my body in half. This is what the issue is at this point. Brian, do you still get on bulls?
No, sir. 2000 was the last one that I got on. I'd hurt my knee a few years prior to that, and my son was born in 1997, so I kind of really slowed up on my travels, and there's always that desire to get back on, and the last one I got on, I won the bull ride, not even stepped off, and tore my ACL up the rest of the way, and so that pretty much ended things right there.
Your son, is he involved?
No, he was a baseball player all through high school and a football player, and he's more into the hunting and fishing. You know, he likes the cows. We have cows and horses here and raise some bulls, and he enjoys that, but he doesn't really want to get on them, which is fine with me.
Hey, where in Michigan do you live?
We are in Allegan, Michigan, which is between Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids, probably 30 miles from Lake Michigan.
So is rodeo big in Allegan? Is that a big part of the town, or is it just kind of where you in the area that you're in?
Nope, it's just in the area that we are. They have a rodeo at the fair. They've had that for the last, I don't know, probably 10, 15 years. And there's some other local rodeos, you know, that go on at county fairs and so forth. But there's quite a few, actually, in the state of Michigan.
Hey, let me read the mission statement again. This is Western Days Ministries, and their mission statement is Western Days Ministries aspires to bring the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to those who have not heard it, are lost, or have strayed away from it. We have special interest in the cowboy, rural, and outdoor communities and promoting unity amongst local churches. That's a really good mission statement. All right, I got to be honest, and I love the fact that you include unity amongst local churches, because I think that it's so important. In today's day and age, we kind of put our church and put ourselves in an island, and
right.
It's just about our church, not about that church or this church. Let's talk about what our church is doing. And I think, you know, the more we open the doors and do things with other local churches, I think that it's important that we do that as Christians.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I really believe that if the church could ever come together as the church, not as a Baptist church or a denominational church or whatever, but as the Church of Christ, they could really turn this country around.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't see that happening in my lifetime, Brian. I got to be honest. You know, there's so many different religions, and there are so many different ways to look. I was, you know, brought up in a Catholic church and a Catholic school, and went 12 years into a Catholic school, and back then, Brian, it was a long time ago, but they handed me a Bible and said, "Hey, just carry it. We'll let you know what's in it. Don't worry about opening it. Just carry it when we tell you to carry it." And now I go to a Baptist church that every week it's like a history lesson for me. We're in the Book of Romans right now. And I think we've been in the Book of Romans for about a year, and we're, you know, maybe we're not halfway through it yet.
Right.
And it is quite amazing to me. And I know some things have changed in different religions, but for the one where I'm at in different churches, the one that and I wish Pastor Ken was here to speak on it, but it is, you know, there's one way. There's one way, yep, to heaven, and it's right there in the Bible. It yep, can't be any more clear than that, Brian, right?
No, I don't disagree. But, you know, it's funny how theology can get in the way of that one way, you know. And that's the thing that we really try to stress, is it's about having a relationship.
You bet.
We try to bring the churches together, because when we go to these places and you know, through our events, we have an altar call, and, you know, that's been one of the blessings for me. Is, I mean, we haven't done one of these events that I haven't stood in that arena and cried, you know, big tough bull rider crying in the middle of a rodeo arena.
Man.
But to see people that are broken and, you know, just beat up, come down into that arena and stick their face in the dirt at the foot of the cross is amazing.
Man, how powerful is that?
Yeah, it's been an interesting ride, let's say it that way.
Hey, no doubt. Let's get to a quick break. Other side of the break, we're going to continue with our special guest. He is Brian Soule, Western Days Ministry. Again, go to westerndaysministry.org for more information, or Western Day Ministries, westerndaysministries.wordpress.com. When you go to their website, there is a place that if you feel that you're led and you want to donate to these guys' cause, I know that this is a thing that they're doing as their ministry. They're not making any money on this thing. I know that. And they have a lot of expenses. If we can help them out, you know, maybe we can get them to bring this to Wisconsin. I'm going to ask Brian that on the other side of the break. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
More now of Faith in the Zone, discovering people of sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Back with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Again, I'm Mike McGivern, flying solo this week. Pastor Ken Keltner will be back with us next week. Our special guest, Brian Soule, Western Days Ministries. It is a Christian rodeo group. Their ministry is all about rodeos and horses and bulls and all the stuff that I'm completely afraid of. But we certainly may one day try to get that, take that away from me, if we can get Brian and his group to come to Milwaukee. Brian, do you get asked to get involved with rodeos all over the Midwest, or is it strictly in Michigan?
Well, we've actually been in Michigan, and then we went to Canada last year. And besides the rodeos, we also do what we call Round 'em Up Bible Camps. And it's all cowboy-related activities that have a Bible lesson or a parable that go along with them. And then we do cowboy churches and stuff. You know, stuff like that. So, no, it looks like this is going a lot bigger than what we even know. And in fact, if I knew where it was going, I'd probably have an upset stomach.
You know what? Just get, hey, you just hand it over and get on for the ride, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, Brian, is this something that you started?
Actually, it started 7 years ago with my sister. She does a horse training, and if you have a chance, she does a salvation message with her horse. It's on our website. It's called Snickers Story.
Yeah, I saw that. That's your sister. That's your sister.
Yeah, that's my sister.
That's
awesome. She was put on her heart to do one of these Bible camps. And in the time before that, my uncle had passed away, who was a champion bull rider, and he come to the Lord. And one of the things that he committed to was reading a chapter in the Bible a day, you know, and he realized that, you know, the talents that he had were God given. He just didn't know it at the time, you know, previous to him coming to the Lord, you know, because on my dad's side of the family wasn't really a Christian background type of environment.
In fact, that's a great jumping off point. Let's, if we can, Brian, if you can share your testimony with our listeners, that would be outstanding.
I tried to live up to the cowboy motto back then at that time. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie 8 Seconds, but there was a quote in there, you know, loving, drinking, fighting, cowboying. And I did my best to try to live up to that when I was younger. My mom and dad were divorced when I was young. My mom went to a Lutheran church and drugged me to catechism, and I went through catechism. And at that time, you know, I accepted Christ, but I don't think you understand the full ramifications of it, especially where I was at, you know. And so through my teenage years, I was as wild as a March hare. And, you know, it was all about riding bulls and drinking and the partying that went with it. And throughout that time frame, you know, I had a couple run-ins with the law. And when I turned 21, I'd quit drinking. And started living my life better. You know, I was reading my Bible, but I still wasn't doing what the Lord had called me to do, you know. And as you know, life goes on. And I was at a church here about 10, 12 years ago, and the pastor said something, and I don't even exactly remember what it was, but I felt everybody in the church should have their hand up. And when everybody lifted their heads, I was the only one with my hand up.
That's awesome.
So I made a recommitment at that time, and then, you know, the Lord's just been slowly building and building and building, you know, and trust me, I'm still a work in progress.
Brian, aren't we all? Matt, hey, what was the quote from 8 Seconds? What was the quote that you gave?
Loving, drinking, fighting, cowboying.
Now, I'm 100% Irish, Brian. So, you know,
you can get part of that, dude.
Hey, man, you cowboys and us Irish boys, we got a little bit in common there. We got, you know, we say this on this show all the time, man. We love hearing people's testimonies, and it never gets old. It
right.
never gets old. You know, that pastor, that whatever he said, it was time. You know, he reached you. I envy you that you quit drinking at 21, Brian. It took me a lot longer. A lot longer. And you know, though I'm quite a bit older, I'm sure, I kept that idea that was the lifestyle that I wanted for a while. And I thank God for a wife that prayed for me every day.
Yep.
She prayed for me every day. In fact, when I ended up going to Eastside Baptist Church on a Sunday night and waited for their service to end and walked in to see Pastor Darrell, I walked in. I said, I need some help, man. And he said, I knew you'd come. I didn't know when you'd come, but I knew you'd be here. I said, how'd you know that? He said, Mike, your wife's been praying for you for years. And I knew that I knew the Lord would answer her prayer because she's a very faithful, strong Christian woman.
Yep. I was listening to a guy or speaking with a guy here last year, and he said something that just resonated with me. He said, he was praying. He said, God, why are you so hard on me? He said, because your mama was so hard on me. That's, you know, my mama was a praying mama, and I know that it's her prayers that have gotten us to where we're at today.
Yeah,
me and my sister both.
Man, amen for that. Tell me the Snickers story. Tell me, so your sister's a horse trainer, and that horse, the horse's name is Snicker, correct?
Yep, yep.
And I just glanced at that article, and I think the beginning line was, I knew that the Lord had special some special ideas for this horse Snicker, and then I went on to something else, but I glanced at that article. Obviously, she's doing great work with this horse and this ministry, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the horse is probably led more people to the Lord than some churches.
Wow.
He was an abused horse. She actually went to look at him. A neighbor of hers had him, and they've gouged him up with some spurs, trying to make a rope horse out of him. He run the kid through the fence, throwed him off. You know, he was classified as a rebel and a dink, you know, and he wasn't never going to be no good for nothing except dog food. And, you know, he was beaten and broken, basically. And my sister said, I'll take him home. And it was just the trust and the bond that they had come together with, you know, over time.
Wow.
And now she's got him, you know, he'll sit in bean bags, and we use him in our events. Along with a song that Tommy Brandt had wrote that's kind of like his personal testimony called Broken. You know, and it starts out with like a wild stallion crashing through the gate. And, you know, so when it happens, we open up the gate and Snickers goes tearing off across the arena. You know, so it's pretty fitting, but it's about, you know, kind of like God's love and us. You know, even though we're broken and beat down and been called rebels and dinks, God still loves us the same today as he did yesterday.
No doubt. Amen to that. Amen to that. We are talking with Brian Soule. He is Western Days Ministries. They're located in Michigan, Allegan, Michigan. How is that town pronounced? Is it Allegan?
Yep, Allegan.
Allegan, Michigan. And you can go to westerndaysministries.org for more information on what they do. I read their mission statement. Let me read their vision statement. Very quickly before we get to a break, Western Days Ministries desires to reach out to the lost, those who have strayed and those who have not heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. We understand that many people feel uncomfortable in the conventional church setting, and we have a desire to let them know that the Father accepts them as they are. We intend to touch people through outreach events. We also desire to work alongside the local churches to promote unity within. We are not a substitute for your local church or assembly, nor are we in competition with any denominational group. And so, look, I love that vision statement. I agree with you so much when you say that there are many people that feel uncomfortable in a conventional church setting. So if the way that we can get them to come either come back to the church or step into the church is because they go to your rodeo and they sit and listen to you guys and say, well, hold on a second. I was like that when I was 19, like this, like Brian Soule was. I was drinking and partying and fighting and doing the stuff that he was doing. And look at where the Lord has brought him. I tell people a lot on this show, and certainly out if I'm given a chance to speak. Yeah, we had Pastor Daryl Strawberry on this show. Pastor Daryl Strawberry. And if the Lord,
cool.
You know what? The Lord's willing to accept guys like me and Pastor Daryl Strawberry who are doing a lot of the same things. Man, yep. he fully, all you have to do is ask, and he's there. He certainly will open his arms and accept you. Hey, I got to tell you one quick rodeo story before we go. I got a couple of them. Because I worked for a sports marketing company. We did two rodeos here when I worked for them. We did a high school one, and we did a professional one at State Fair Park. And there's a family that I'm pretty good friends with, Wilson and Bonnie Gill. And I think they have 15 children, all homeschooled. One, they're all beautiful children, and one smarter and nicer than the next. And because they do have a lot of kids, if they're going to go to an event, you know, they're looking at buying 17, 18, 19 tickets, so it's kind of tough. Well,
right.
We're doing this rodeo, and I called Wilson and said, you have any interest bringing some of your kids to this? He said, yeah, we would love that. So I dropped off some tickets, and Brian, I got to tell you, they were in the front row, and all their kids had the cowboy shirt on and the scarf and the hat. And these are really well-behaved kids, and I was not. I wasn't well-behaved at all. And so Wilson goes with his camera, and they're all sitting in the front row, and it's just a couple of steps and probably about a six-foot jump to get into where the, you know, where the sheep are and where all the horses are. And their dad walked away, and I said, boys, let's fool around a little bit. And they're like, oh, no, Mr. McGivern, we can't do that. I said, come on. Your dad's not here. Come. Who wants to fool around with me? And the one boy said, I'll do it. And he got up, and he took two steps and touched the railing and then went and sat back down. And I said, hey, that's it? He goes, yeah. I said, I want you to jump over the railing and go chase one of those sheep over there. He said, oh, Mr. McGivern, I could never do that. But I'd sure like it if you did it. And I said, no, I'm not doing that either. I'm telling you, we had a blast. Wilson and Bonnie Gill, just two of the really good people here in the city of Milwaukee. Guys, let's get to a break. On the other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. Brian Soule, Western Days Ministries. You can go to westerndaysministries.org. If you're feeling led, let's help these guys out. And I'm going to ask Brian on the other side of the break a little bit about how they're funded, and see if we can help him out. I think this is a really good ministry, and again, their vision statement, and I think people that are listening to this, and maybe some guys that are listening to this, are those people that feel uncomfortable in the conventional church setting. These guys have found a way through this rodeo and this ministry to bring people closer to the Lord, to get them comfortable possibly with getting into their local churches. And again, he is Brian Soule, Western Days Ministry. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone, an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Accurate Basement Repair. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time. Covered me.
Well, welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, again flying solo this week. Pastor Ken Keltner will be back in studio next week. Our special guest, he is Brian Soule, Western Days Ministries. This guy's Christian Rodeo. Go to westerndaysministries.org for more information on some of the stuff that they're doing. My recommendation also is westerndaysministries.wordpress.com. There's a number of really well-written articles. In fact, one that I was reading about an hour ago, Tommy, that I read on there, Brian, it was called Image of Character. And it talks about when people ask me about my character, my mind automatically thinks about all the good I've done. Think about how I encourage people, especially my friends and family. I think about my patience and how, unlike most other people, I can tolerate waiting in a long line or can help someone that requires patience, gentle assistance. And then the article goes on to say, hey, look, hold on a second. You know, is that a pride issue for me, or, you know, and it's a good article, and I learned a lot from it, where you talk, look, patience is a virtue I seem to possess, but at the same time, I battle anxiety daily. I am kind, but at the same time, I catch myself worrying about myself way too often. People will tell you that I'm good, a good student, a good person, a good friend, but in reality, being good is the last thing on my mind sometimes. And so it starts out with this image of character where, look, I think we all have that. You know, I battle pride on a daily basis sometimes. And, you know, Brian, it's a difficult thing to do. So when you go to this website, and again, when you go to Western Days Ministries, and if you can, take a look at westerndaysministries.wordpress.com and take a look at some of these blogs that I think really well written. Who writes those for you guys?
The one actually about the character was written by a young lady. She is a senior in high school this year.
Really?
And yep, she spent a lot of time growing up with my sister. And Yeah, it's cool to see that and to see how she's grown. And she's just the type of person that you'd never know that she was struggling with that kind of stuff just by looking at her on the outside.
What I love at the end where, and I didn't realize she was a high school student. When you see, Brian, when you see her, you tell her that an old boy in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, learned a few things through that article.
I will tell her that.
At the end, she says, honestly, I do want to develop into a better person, but that's not all. By the time I graduate, I do want people to see me and my character. I want them to see the image of Jesus shining through me in all that I say and do. This is a high school age kid, man. Good for her.
Yep.
You got to feel really proud of this young lady.
Oh, yeah. You know, and that's the type of things that we're seeing. And not just from some of the kids. I mean, the kids have been a blessing. At one of our Bible camps, we had a young man, his name is Colton. He come up with his own Bible station.
Okay.
And he was going to do it on the Pony Express. And his parable, or what he spoke about, and he gave the message and everything too, was Messengers of God. And I mean, it was just fantastic, you know, to be able to see people get that spark and to see lives change through what we're doing is really cool.
Hey, Brian, can you step me through and walk us through a typical event for you guys? You know, if we talk and if we talk about not the Roundup Bible Camp, but the actual rodeo, when you guys get a chance to do the altar call, like when does that happen within the rodeo? If you could kind of give us an idea of some of the things going on that day.
Okay. Generally, it starts out, and one of the things that we do, I mean, there's no question that this is a Christian event and that this is all for Jesus' glory. We have a cross that sits in the middle of the arena, and it stays there throughout the whole event. We have Christian flags hanging around the arena as well as the American flag. We try to incorporate our law enforcement and service members into our openings. And it's pretty cool because we do the opening to the Diamond Reel song, In God We Still Trust.
Wow.
And at the end of the song, which my sister carries the American flag and makes a couple hot laps, which people always like.
Sure.
But she runs up and then she stops her horse and she hands the flag to the whoever we have there from law enforcement and the military, hands them the flag, and then her and her horse both bow to them.
Oh, man.
And we have them come forward and then we sing the national anthem. One of the things that has been just a huge, huge blessing for us is having Tommy Brandt come alongside and help us with our events. And Tommy's a 5-time or 7-time Entertainer of the Year in inspirational country music. He's a Living Legend Award winner. And he just shines Jesus through his songs and through his demeanor. And his boy, Tommy Two, is a 16-year-old kid that plays a guitar unlike anybody I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes, Tommy One's the country. Tommy Two's the rock and roller. But we have them play before the event, and then when we do get ready to do the altar call, we've incorporated one of Tommy's songs, which is kind of his testimony song it's called "Broken," and we incorporate that with Snickers, and that's when we go into the altar call. And then Tommy is he's a preacher, you know, so he goes ahead and speaks to people, you know, and if they're there, they've been broken and beaten down and, you know, you want to change, you want something different. We invite them down to come in to the arena and come to the cross.
Right there
on the spot.
Oof.
A lot of the events that we're doing, we've done one standalone event for the last 5 years in Allegan here, But the Lord's opened some doors for us to get into county fairs. You know, so now we're into the secular community.
Right.
And there's people that'll leave, you know, other than just locking all the doors.
Right. Can't do that.
But, you know, we all like to see them thousands, but, you know, it's kind of like Luke 15:4, you know, which one of you will leave the 99 to go look for the one?
Right.
And if we can make the difference in one person's life, it's a success.
Yeah, that's... Amen to that, Brian. Amen to that. Again, he's Brian Soule, Western Day Ministries, Christian Rodeo. That look, I haven't been there, but if I get a chance, I would love to come see that. You know, it's interesting, Tommy. Brian, I'm sorry, when you get Tommy Brandt to come, and he's at most of your things, I think that in itself is a big draw for people that know Tommy's music. And where's the tie-in between what you guys do at Western Days Ministries and what Tommy does?
Well, Tommy's vision is about the same as our vision. It's reaching out to the lost, you know, going to where they are, meeting them where they're at. He has also started a ministry called Cowboy Outreach America, and that's really starting to take hold. And by us coming together, we can combine the talents and the gift that the Lord has given us to reach out to more people.
Hey, are most of the guys that participate, the cowboys that are involved, are these Christian men or are these guys you're trying to reach?
Well, you know what? We're trying to reach them as much as, you know, as everybody else. You know, that lifestyle is still kind of a rock star type lifestyle, especially with the PBRs and everything you see on TV now.
Yep.
It's pretty glitzy and glamorous. So that aspect of it is still there. You know, the one thing about rodeos is I don't ever remember going to a rodeo throughout my whole career where it didn't start with the national anthem and prayer. You know, so prayer is always an aspect of it, but whether they fully understood it or not, I don't know. You know, and we talked to each contestant before the event, and I asked them. I said, "If you don't know Christ, I want you to talk to me today before you leave."
Yeah.
I said, "You know, we love you guys, and I don't want to see anybody go to hell."
Hey, Brian, I can't imagine that any of the cowboys are thinking about kneeling through that national anthem.
No. No, and in fact, when we do our introduction, they all come out and they lock arms and circle around the cross. And then when they're introduced one by one, they'll knelt at the cross.
Yeah.
But no, during the national anthem, they're standing tall.
They're standing tall, hand over the heart, I am sure. He is Brian Soule, again, Western Days Ministries. Also, we talked about Tommy Brandt and his song Broken. Get a chance to... go to YouTube or Google that. Take a listen to that song. I'm going to do that. Though I'm, again, not a big country music guy. Brian, I'm going to give that song a shot and listen to Tommy Brandt and the stuff he's doing. If you want to know more about Western Days Ministries, again, a Christian rodeo doing really good work in Michigan, westerndaysministries.org. And if you get a chance, westerndaysministries.wordpress.com. There is a place on that website, the .org website, to be able to help these guys out, to be able to give and maybe help them with some of their finances. Really quickly, before we get to a break, Brian, how do you guys pay for this?
Well, we run around and get advertising. We sell arena banners and so forth, and we do have a spot for people to donate and so forth. But pretty much we go around and raise the money to put these events on, and when we do, and when the event that we've done here in Allegan, like I said, that was a standalone event, so we run that one for, we did it 2 days last year, Saturday and Sunday, and we not only had it a free event, but I think we fed 800 or 900 free hot dogs, and the whole event was free.
Hey, Brian, you don't really understand how to run these events, man. You're supposed to charge some money to get in. You're supposed to charge $2 for hot dogs.
Yeah, what's the price of one soul?
Amen to that.
I mean, that's to me, that's what it's about. If, like I said, if we can change one person, you know, it's all worth it.
WesternDaysMinistries.org. Again, if you're feeling led to help these guys out, I'm going to do that. And I would recommend if you get a chance, go to that website and take a look at it. If you're a horse or a rodeo or a bull kind of guy listening to this show, first of all, you probably don't know me because I don't think I know any of you guys. But maybe I just don't know that that's part of your passion. Next time I see you come up, let me know. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Back to Faith in the Zone, a journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, our special guest. He's a good one. Brian Soul, Western Days Ministries. Go to westerndaysministries.org for more information. Brian, what does 2018 look like for you guys? I printed out all the events that you guys were a part of 2017, and there was a lot of them. June 11th, June 13th, June 17th, July 22nd, July 15th. All kinds of events that you guys were a part of in 2017. How does 2018 look for you guys?
2018 is looking like it's going to be even bigger than 2017. We've been asked to come back to the two county fairs that we did this year. We just got a phone call from Canada 2 days ago, and they're talking like they want to try to do a full-blown Western Days with the bull riding and everything else. So it's looking like it's going to be a big one.
Man, good for you. What kind of staff do you have, Brian?
Well, we are comprised mostly of volunteers. In fact, they're all volunteers. But there's five of us that are on the board of Western Days Ministries. We're the ones that kind of put everything together. And then just local volunteers. And that's partially where you get the churches involved, too, to help out with these Bible camps, you know. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Christian to come to these things and to volunteer. We've seen lives change just for people being there helping out.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, if you're feeling led, I just want to read something to you where on their website it says this: thank you for considering making a donation to Western Days Ministries. Thank you for supporting us. We are honored to have you partner with us. By making a donation, you're helping us reach the lost and share the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We do this through outreach events that feature rodeo and Western rural outdoor lifestyle. Western Days Ministries is a 501c nonprofit organization operating under the governing of World Ministry Fellowship. It's did you think 3, 4, 5 years ago that you would start to get to be as big as you are?
No. No, not, you know, like I said, it all kind of started with my sister's Bible camps, and then my wife and I started doing a cowboy church in our barn. We have an indoor arena and board some horses and so forth. And one day we went to church here in town on a Sunday morning, and I told her, I said, stop in at the fairgrounds. I got out and walked around, and I told her, I said, we're supposed to do something here.
Oh, man.
And she turned three shades of white, and, you know, because that's a big deal, you know. And these events average anywhere from, you know, 14,000 to 17,000, 18,000 to put them on. And it's a big undertaking, you know, especially when she knew what was in our checkbook.
Yeah, that, and, that'd make me turn white, too.
But you know how the Lord works is I talked to another guy 2 days after that, a day after she got confirmation of it. The Lord gave her confirmation that, yep, this is what I want you to do. And then 2 days after that, we had somebody say, well, you know what, we'll just pay for the fairgrounds.
Really?
So there was God had a way of just starting to make it roll.
They also have a Facebook page, Western Days Facebook page. If you get a chance, go to that. Again, I would, and I've recommended this throughout the show, but I would recommend going to westerndaysministries.wordpress.com. And we didn't get to a couple of the other blogs that I wanted to get to, and maybe we'll have you back in the near future to do that. But put aside 15, 20 minutes and go to that and start reading some of the blogs. The one we talked about is a high school age student that taught me, you know, a lot. I mean, when I'm reading this article and I don't realize she's a high school age student and she's talking about, you know, the things she talked about, I just very impressive, very impressive. Hey, one quick story about another rodeo thing that I was a part of before I let you go that I think you'll find funny. We were doing this one at State Fair Park where I talked about Wilson and Bonnie Gill and their kids. But there was a young kid, 17, 18 years old, and he was on a bull, and he got hit pretty good. In fact, he was knocked out, and the ambulance came, and I was standing right there, and he was out. And I was really afraid for this young man. And you know, they taped his head, and they put him on a kind of a board, and they put him in the back of an ambulance. And as they started driving out, and they got to the stop sign, as you're leaving the fairgrounds, all of a sudden he got this off his head, and he got himself loose, and he went out the back of the ambulance. And these guys are going, hold on, what are you doing? He said, I got a roping contest in 10 minutes. He said, I'm fine, man. I'm good. And leave me alone. Well, he comes running back in. I said, hey, are you all right? He goes, yeah, I got a roping thing. I got to go. And I said, you were in the ambulance. He goes, yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. And I thought, man, these are some tough boys right here, Brian. These are tough boys.
Yep. That's one thing they say, you know, you can tell a cowboy, you just can't tell him much.
it takes you cowboys, you know, a little bit longer to learn some of these lessons too.
There is a toughness that goes with it, and it's a mindset, you know. And that's one of the things that I've always joked about, is that's why Jesus loves cowboys so much, is because once they finally get it, they got it, and it's that grit, determination that, you know, they'll keep walking through what he's asked them to walk through.
I think that's why he loves Irishmen too.
Yeah, I think you could be right.
Man, we're like twins, man, except you'll get up on a horse and I will not. Hey, Brian, I can't thank you enough for your time and your willingness to come on Faith in the Zone. Tell your sister and your wife and your family I said hello, and good luck 2018. If there's anything I can do for you here in the city of Milwaukee, please let me know.
Oh, we'll do that. Thank you for having us.
You bet. Again, Brian Soule, it's westerndaysministries.org, westerndaysministries.wordpress.com. Really appreciate everybody listening. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You've been listening to Faith in the Zone with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You can hear Faith in the Zone every Sunday at 8 a.m. To find past shows, exclusive podcast, or to contribute with an inside tip for a guest, simply go to faithinthezone.com. Faith in the Zone is an inside look at people of sports and their walk in faith. Join us again next Sunday for Faith in the Zone, right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Was it really amazing grace? For certain, Lord, it was you that rescued me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.